Okay, we continue the Bala Tanya in the Sefer Chassidus Mevo'aris, Perek Tes Chelek Gimel, page Lamed Zayin in the second volume, in discussing how the godly soul wants to take over the animalistic soul. He said that the animalistic soul is the pure pursuit of pleasure, and that the godly soul should want to turn that pleasure should only be that pleasure of Hashem. That only comes when the person reaches the level of taking delight in Hashem as opposed to yearning for Hashem. And he explains that this taking delight in Hashem is what physical aspect, what aspect is this? We're at the very bottom of the page. V'hu b'chinas ha'mayim. This is the aspect of water. Explains the Chassidus Mevo'aris. Based on what we said before, when the pleasure of loving Hashem with delight, that comes from the brain, which is the wisdom and the intellect. Next page, Lamed Ches. Moving, it's understood that the level of loving, having the pleasure of loving Hashem, is bechinas hamayim, is the aspect of water, shel nefesh halokus, of the godly soul. For we know that in everything in the world is made up of the four elements, so too, even the godly soul is involved with these elements on some level. Kisod hamayim shel nefesh halokus ubamoch, because the element of water of the godly soul is in the brain, which was already explained at great length way back in the third chapter, so we're not going to go over that. That's the aspect of wisdom. So there's a connection between water and wisdom in terms of holiness. Remember, every element can be used in a positive or negative way. Shnikra mayim shebenefesh elokis is called water in terms of the godly soul. So this loving Hashem, really taking delight in Hashem, that the godly soul experiences, it is a pleasure, as an intellectual pleasure of Hashem, an intimate knowledge of Hashem in the brain, which comes from the fundamental aspect of water. Okay? And that's what he says in footnote 52. He says, and this we can understand, that this Ava B'tanugim, the love of the delight of Hashem, is tied up with the nature of water. Now, water generally is associated with krirus, with coldness. You don't associate water with heat, right? Which is the nature of water, which generally is colder than hotter, right? It's very rare you'll find, look at water, rushing water, flowing water.
It's except cold. For human intervention.
The natural water is cold, right? So just like if we talk about the feelings of a son when he is together with his father, it's not like excitement and all that. Not like the aspect of yearning. Yearning, you're on fire because you want it. So the passions get much stronger. But rather, when you're in the state of dvekus, when you're in the state of cleaving, you're not excited. It's just a very nice state, very nice intellectually rewarding state. And, you know, as opposed to the raging fires, it's cold. And we don't mean cold in terms of distant and far away type of cold. We mean it's as opposed to the raging fires of passion that are going on over there. When a person is intimate, it's not passion. It's a clear understanding. It's a clear, we'll say, you know, cold and calculating, but in a good way. In a good way. It's like, this is what I'm living for. It's such a pleasure to be living the reality that my mind has always wanted me to be living. So that's why it's associated with water. And, so that's the idea of the mystical idea of the water. So it comes out back upstairs to the brackets. comes out. It comes out that these two levels of loving Hashem from yearning and loving Hashem and taking delight, it comes from two different elements of the godly soul, Hatzimon soul. Hatzimon shall never shalokis. The yearning and the thirsting for Hashem, that's of the godly soul. So, you know, so avas Hashem keis, that's loving Hashem like fire. As it says in Shir HaShirim, that it's like the coals of fire. That whole Shir HaShirim is when we're distant from Hashem, and we're trying to get closer. So that's the fire. That's from the yesod of Eish. That's from the heart. But love of the delight, that's from the fundamental part of water. Okay, he's getting a little mystical over here. And then he continues the Balatanya. The Zera or Zerua Shebiktu Shem Silkis, and this is also not just the element of water, but it's also the Zera, the seed of the or Zerua, the seed of light, that is the holiness of the godly soul. This explains the Chassidism verse. This power of the godly soul that is able to delight in Hashem, which is this aspect of water of the godly soul. Its root is in what is called the planted light. That means it's the godly light which is planted in the godly soul. In the godly soul, this ability to love Hashem. Because it's that light of clarity of Hashem that is in the godly soul that is able to take the light in that clarity. As the Pasuk says, Or Zerua La Tzadik, a planted light in the Tzadik. Hainu Shenizra, it's planted, Venim Shachor Elokim, Nishishol, Nikos Tzadikim, that is drawn forth in the godly light in the soul of Jewish people who are called Tzadikim. Kamoshikos of Amcha Kulam Tzadikim, Tzadikim, your people are all considered Tzadikim. So every Jew has an Or Zerua. So from that is the ability to have the intellectual capacity of understanding Hashem. Why is it the Jew can understand Hashem and a Goy can't? Because we have the Or Zerua that is planted in every Jew who's called a Tzaddik. And that Or Zerua gives us the ability to get the clarity of Hashem and to feel that closeness. Now, what happens? So now that we're dealing with the aspect of water, so now we're on the next page. Baal Tanya says, now what does that aspect of water do? So that element of water within the godly soul takes the element of water that is also comes out in the animalistic soul. Because remember, the animalistic soul wants to delight and have pleasure too. They both want to have delight and pleasure. That's where the delight of pleasures of this world originate from. They're both water. One is water in holiness, one is water in unholiness. Explains the Chassidus Mavaris. So atam lekach shedavka ahava betanugim bekocha lahapoch esmalas enevshavis. That's why only the love of the delight of Hashem has the power to turn over the aspect, the essential animalistic soul. Because you want to turn the animalistic soul over, you have to turn over its aspect of water, which is the power of taiva, of wanting. And you have to turn it over, letova, for the good. So only water can undo water. So the water of the godly soul will provide the water of the animalistic soul, but a healthier water. Okay. Now, italics, in the brackets, he summarizes everything we've done in this section so far. L'sikum, to wrap up here. In the way that the godly soul is able to turn over the animalistic soul of seeking pleasure for good, the animalistic soul will also want to cleave to Hashem out of love. It's not enough that aspect of a yearning fire, a burning fire to want to be close to Hashem. You have to reach the level of delighting in Hashem, the actual delighting in Hashem. That's when you can delight in Hashem, then you can move on to turning over this animalistic soul. That delight in Hashem, that itself will turn over that power of desire of the animalistic soul. That instead of that it's the lust, it's delighting in the world, this world. It will rather take pleasure in Hashem. Okay, now it's a very important footnote 54. It's a long one, but it's important. We said there were two aspects. One was to ach iskafye, to force. The other aspect is the aspect of turning it over. So he explains now in detail what the Baal Tanya meant along. He says, "Me'ava karish be'esh." When we talk about that love of the coals, of the yearning, that note says rak b'chinas iskafye. That only provides the aspect of you're able to force the animalistic soul to follow. Hainu. He explains this clearly. Shepoalim hakfiya b'minas the nefesh ha'pamis. It activates a forcing in the animalistic soul, right, which is what when you reach a level of really loving the delight of Hashem, then you turn over, not force, you change the direction of the evil waters, to turn the bad into good. This is all brought down in the other Lubavitcher Rebbe's commentaries of this Baal Tanya. So Perishrev, now it's going to explain this. It's like this. Even Hachviya B'midos to B'nefesh Habahamis. What does it mean forcing in the midos of the animalistic soul? Hamuvur kind of explained here. Ain't Hachviya B'negel Amaisa B'volvad. It's not just forcing it in action. Meaning to say, let's say you have a taiva in the heart for a certain physical pleasure, and now you force yourself not to enjoy it. That's what we would think forcing means. It wants to engage in a pleasure of excess that's not healthy for it. Okay, so I'm able to force myself to stop. It's that, but it's much more than that. Elohi kviya pnimius yoser. It's much deeper forcing. How's that? Shepoil ba'atzmo. He activates within himself. Shal yisavakla. He doesn't want it at all. But he's forcing himself to not want it. What does that mean, Hainu? At the moment when your heart is burning on fire for Hashem, at that moment when you're burning on fire because you're missing Hashem, so when that happens, at that moment he doesn't feel any pleasure for the physical world. Because you can only feel one pleasure, one yearning at a time. If you're yearning for Hashem, you can't yearn for a salami sandwich. And therefore everything in that world at that moment of yearning for Hashem is not considered anything at all. If you really think about it, you know, on Ni'ilah and Yom Kippur, you know, what is the real feeling? Is it so much a feeling of feeling the closeness to Hashem? Or rather, it's your heart's on fire, you wish you'd be close to Hashem. Things are so clear to you on Yom Kippur, you want to be close to Hashem, and you know that you're not, but you're really saying what your deepest desire is. And you wish you could be close to Hashem. So at that moment, if you're really into Nila, you're not thinking of the physical pleasures of life. So that's what it means. You force it. What do you mean you forced it? If I'm so involved in yearning to get close to Hashem, I got no room to yearn for physical pleasures.
Force it out almost.
Well, there's just no room for it. There's no room for it. Ach, aval b'keid, ein kavel kviya. But that's only forcing. Shokoch ha-taiva, it's in terms of the power of the wanting. What happened is that the taiva of the physical world is not revealed. But the power of that taiva was never nullified and certainly not turned to the good. In other words, if you ask the person honestly, what's your real taiva? Real taiva is the physical world. Finished. At this moment when you're yearning for Hashem, okay, so you're not thinking about the taivas of the physical world. So you can't want it if you're thinking about how much you want to come close to Hashem.
Sounds temporary.
That's exactly the point. He says, therefore, after davening, let's say davening is a time where you express your yearning to close to Hashem. right? So when davening's over, then the yearning for Hashem is over. And then then when that's over, then the good old fashioned taiva comes back. And you want it immediately because it's always there. That's the default position. The default position of the human being without working on his avodas Hashem is to want physical pleasures in this world. That's this whole idea of the 3 weeks. What are you supposed to be accomplishing in the 3 weeks? You know, at least to yearn for the Beis HaMikdash. At least to yearn for it. If you're yearning for it, then, you know, that's what all these halachas that we're learning during the week of not fixing up your house, not doing this, not all these things. What are all these knots for? Because all these things are basically tanugei olam hazeh, the pleasures of this world. Right? So, you know, we live with our animalistic soul in charge. And in these 3 weeks, we have to say the animalistic soul is not in charge. And if you can't do any of these things, what would a Jew do? Okay, I'm going to learn more Torah. I'm going to daven Tesha. I'm going to spend time saying Tikkun Chatzos at night and in the day. Really say, you know, that's a problem, Paul. You said, what do I do on a whole Sunday? It's a fast day. It's a question because all of us are so into the physical pleasures, we don't know how to have any other pleasure. We don't know what it means to really take pleasure in Hashem. If you really, you know, to do physical pleasures, you could find a way to spend the whole day. It's like the default position. I keep myself busy all day with physical pleasures. Now, that, you know, physical pleasures also going to work. They go to work, makes money, gives you physical pleasures. So we're so used to that. That's the default position. So you got no problem to spend a whole Sunday with Mishigasim, or not even Mishigasim, just physically related things. Yeah. There's always things to fix in the house. You're responsible, but it's on the physical level. It's always, you know, babysitting the kids, all these things. No, but that's all because that's what Golus is. We're all at that state of Golus where we are exiled from our godly soul. So, you know, the best we can hope for in these 3 weeks is to yearn for the Beis HaMikdash, and to yearn for it so powerfully that you're not thinking about the physical pleasures. But the problem is, so what happens when the 3 weeks are over? Yep. Or Tisha B'Av is over?
In the afternoon, the 10th of August.
Then you go, well, Ken, couldn't wait, man. We're going for fun. We're going to the water park. We're going to this. I'm going to have a steak. I'm going to have this. Like, you're just going back to the default position. So that's, you know, so you forced yourself. Why? Not just to stop from doing this sin. Okay, I'm so burning. Halavai, we'd be at that level. We have a burning desire to come close to Hashem. I can't think about the other times of this world, but they will come right back. So even if you have a great Shabbos, a really good Shabbos, so what's the most you're going to get out of a Shabbos, you know, is to yearn for Hashem. Fine, so what happens to Motzei Shabbos? Let's order a pizza and see a video. How come it's popping right back? What happened to my whole Shabbos?
It's on the internet.
Orientation. Because all I was doing was temporarily staying away from it. Which is, you know, but you got to, but don't feel bad, because if you don't first have the yearning, you're never going to come to it. If you don't even yearn, forget about it. So, you know, there's step one and there's step two. So, okay, the more you have step one, the more you have step one, the more you're increasing your step one, eventually you'll have those moments of step two. And hopefully those will get to be stronger moments. Right? But that's what he's saying. Now, Vitam Hadover, and the reason for this is, Sha'afa Karish Pe'esh, Po'elas Rak Kefiya, Beminis Nevesh Bahamisu. Why is this only temporary? Think about it. When you're thirsting for Hashem, what does that mean? That never applies to an animalistic soul. Animalistic soul never is thirsting. Therefore, that thirsting of the godly soul will never influence the animalistic soul, because it's not pleasure. The animalistic soul only understands one thing. I want pleasure. Now, yearning for Hashem is not a pleasure. Yearning for what you don't have is not a pleasure. Being with Hashem, that's a pleasure. That's a pleasure. Yearning for Hashem, I miss it. That's not taiva. That's not lusting. It's not, you know, wanting pleasure. is wanting Hashem is a whole different type of feeling. And that's not a feeling that the animalistic soul is interested in at all. It won't affect that. Because the nature of the animalistic soul is, it has no connection to holiness. And he's not going to yearn for it. He's not into holiness. So why would he yearn for it? So, okay. So the godly soul is temporarily in charge. You're focused on it. So it's going to be a great feeling for the godly soul. The animalistic soul is not interested. Well, you can drink me a cup. I don't want to be close to Hashem. Why do I want to be close to Hashem? That's holy stuff. I'm not interested. However, but once a person reaches the level where he is actually delighting in Hashem and is finding pleasure in Hashem, then the power of taiva, of the animalistic soul, turns to good. Then he himself actually wants godliness. Why? Because delight applies to an animalistic soul as well. Because all he wants is to have things that give it pleasure. So when the godly soul delights in God, then it will influence the animalistic soul. It also wants to have that kind of pleasure. That's the pleasure that it wants. When you're really having the pleasure, the animalistic soul wakes up and says, what is this pleasure? Never experienced this. Says, you know, it's pretty good. It's okay. Now I want it. Just yearning. You say, ugh, how could I ever want it? You know, like the person who was not from. And the person says, you know, Shabbos is great. Ugh, why would I try to tempt a secular Jew to Yishka? You know, you get Shabbos, you keep kosher. It's amazing, eh? So what are you talking about? Are you nuts?
Sounds restrictive.
I don't want that. Right? Now, you could be thinking about it, and then you won't think about physical pleasures, but you haven't turned it over. But when you really are delighting in these mitzvahs, then the Yetzirah, the animalistic soul, understands that it's good. Once it understands it's good, feels the good, that's a different story. And that's what he brings down in the footnotes in the back, in Tess. He says, Koach HaTanug Kasher Imatzmusu Mahus HaOlam, the power of pleasure and delight is connected to the essence of the human being. Therefore we see every human being gets a different pleasure from different things. Some people enjoy sports, some people enjoy steaks, some people enjoy poetry. So how could it be? Because everybody's different, but that's all common denominator is pleasure. It all depends on their spiritual situation. It will depend on what kind of physical pleasure they're going to delight in. When a person delights in Hashem, that's a proof that godliness has penetrated into his essence. So it becomes his essence. Therefore, when a person reaches a state of delighting in this love, truly, that shows that his pleasure is only in Hashem. That proves that the essence of the animalistic soul has turned to Kedusha. In other words, when you are loving the godly pleasure and you're at that state, the only way you can really love that is that the animalistic soul has come on board. Okay, let's just finish this bracket, this small print on Lamed. The more that a person delights in comprehending Hashem, says, when the delight of the animalistic soul is revealed more, then it will decrease the delight in physical things from the animalistic soul. And that we understand. I think, you know, there's certain things now that no longer, there's a time in life where talking Lashon Hara gave you a lot of pleasure. It was really great before you knew what Lashon Hara was. Not just because you know what Lashon Hara is, still going to take the pleasure away. But then you start getting some pleasure from learning Gemara, you're getting pleasure from davening, you're getting pleasure from experiencing Hashem on some level. You don't get a geshmak speaking Lashon Hara anymore. It's just not there anymore. You've lost certain physical pleasures. It's just not there anymore.
You actually begin to resent that.
Oh, that's what he's going to talk about later on. Exactly. So that shows. Now think back 10 years ago, 15 years ago. What things gave you pleasure? Do they give you pleasure now anymore? They don't. Now, there could still be some other physical things that are giving you pleasure, but it's going to cut it down.
It's Rabbi's analogy of toy soldiers.
That's a toy soldier. Certainly, you know, it doesn't excite me. Going bowling, I'm not interested in bowling anymore. I'm not interested in mini golf. I'm not interested in all that stuff. I'm just not interested in it. Okay, now if I was holier, I could stay focused completely in the day on Torah and these things. Okay, so now maybe we're interested in sleeping. Oh, nocha yetzahar. You know, sleeping too much. But it's changing. Because when a person has come to the point where he only loves, takes pleasure in Hashem, to delight in Hashem like a taste of the world to come, there's no trace of wanting the pleasures of this world. Then you know that animalistic soul's desires have changed totally. The Parakabo, the next chapter, will explain how this great love of Hashem and this pleasure on this highest level, it turns the animalistic soul completely, exactly, until what? That it connects to godliness itself. And this is the level of a tzaddik gomor. That's what a tzaddik gomor is. A tzaddik gomor, a complete tzaddik, is one who has turned over the yetzahar, the animalistic soul, which is the highest level. But still in all, now that is the desire of every godly soul. In other words, your and mine, even though it may not be on that level, but what does your godly soul want? This. A tzaddik is able to reach that level where he really experiences that. We, inherently, our souls want to experience that, but we're not yet opened so much and revealed. That animal soul, the godly soul, is not revealed to us. And that's what we're hoping for. But again, the point is, Torah is, Chassidus is not asking you to accomplish that which you're not capable of doing. It's not that, and I don't have it in me. People say, I don't have it in me to feel close to God. That's a lie. You do. Your animalistic soul has it in you, wants to do it. You've got to do the work to open it up. You have to dig. So at least we hope that on Shabbos, that's what we ask from Hashem. Every tefillah of Hashem saying, I wish I could feel this avas tanugim. That's what you really want to feel. And so we have to daven for it. If you keep davening, it's Hashem will answer.